This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
So as we discussed earlier, before we went all security detail on you, the NFL, the salary cap will be increasing. And that's according to NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero. So it's going to provide clubs a projected salary cap range of $277.5 million to $281.5 million per club. So what does this mean for the Falcons, who reportedly are between $8 to $12 million in the negative when it comes to the salary cap? And then also you look at who could be out there: edge rusher Joey Bosa, the former NFL Defensive Rookie of the Year, five-time Pro Bowler. He's likely to be released by the Chargers before he collects $12.36 million. That's going to be in a roster bonus, and that's according to ESPN. He could be out there. Khalil Mack could be out there. Miles Garrett's out there. We already know. Well, not officially. He wants to be out there.
Yeah. Well, he's put himself on the market. The Browns just haven't put him on the market yet. Well, I'll tell you, it takes that number that you said, 8 to 12. It means it's really 4 to 8. And the reason it's different is they are $4.9 million over the cap right now, with it sitting at 277. I think this projection that I'm reading was done at 279, but 279.5, and which is in between the two.
Right in the middle of the window.
So with their rookie class signings, they would be 8.3 over as it speaks right now with the 279.5. So that said, it gives them effectively about $8 million more than they had projected to be over, right? They didn't expect it to go up this much. It could go to 281. It just depends on how the negotiations go with the league and the PA, and that's how they get the final number. It's all based on revenue. So it basically means that you could save a player potentially. The guys that are the biggest cap hits are the Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata, Caleb McGarry, guys that could go. You're not getting any money for cutting Kirk Cousins. The only way you save money with Kirk Cousins being not here next year is if it's a trade. And if you want more about it, Dan Graziano did an article on ESPN, and it's very accurate. But basically, he says that the only way is the best option for the Falcons cap wise is trading him. But it's going to be hard to find a team willing to take on the $27.5 million guaranteed this year and then the $10 million next year that'll be in guaranteed money after, you know, what Kirk's done.
Yeah. And I think the Kirk Cousins stuff, look, we're just going to have to come to terms with it, right? I mean, the question of whether or not they could trade, I'm just telling you, here's where I sit, 5% chance for me that somebody would take him in a trade and take any of that money along with it.
That's high. To me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. A 1-20. So that's kind of where I sit with the Kirk Cousins thing. I am personally putting the Kirk Cousins thing on the back burner until there's news, because I don't foresee any of it going down like that. Now, when you talk about the cap hit and you bring up names like Joey Bosa, Joey Bosa's name being out there over the last 24 hours, probably a little, the name probably sounds a little sexier than the actual output. He hasn't been that guy in like 3 or 4 years.
Health.
Yeah.
And he was unhealthy when I had them last year. I think it was like a hamstring thing.
Always.
So it was, yeah.
Always. And we always talk about it. The best ability is availability. I know it personally. All right. So when you look at Joey Bosa, I think he might have actually gone to the Pro Bowl this year. 5 sacks. Yeah. So he went to the Pro Bowl this year, got 5 sacks. He hasn't had double digit sacks since 2021. His second year in the league, which was 2017, was his highest sack total at 12 and a half. My point in saying all that is somebody I think is probably going to overpay for Joey Bosa.
I want to touch on multiple things here. The Bosa thing, because I wanted to come back to the Cousins thing you said real quick to put a bow on it. The Bosa thing to me is, couldn't you bring if you brought in a Bosa, you could use him in a now I know that he was in a rotation in L.A.
Yeah.
I understand that, but even less though, you use him less than, because he played a good amount of snaps against us when we got to see him, but use him even less. And with that's where if you went and drafted another guy like a Mike Green, Michael Williams, Nick Scorton, who I'm hearing some more about, and not as good as I thought with what I'm hearing. But anyways, we'll get to that another day. But all of that, you get some rotation, maybe keep him healthy. The thing real quick about Cousins to me is we've got to get over it. What we think and how we're affected by what happened with him and everything went down is not probably the same way that guys in that locker room feel about it. Because we are upset, and we think he lied and all this, doesn't mean that the players give a crap. Because all those guys are playing hurt, and players, and Mike, correct me if I'm wrong, but one thing I've learned, and Tiffany, you too, because you deal with a lot more players than I do on a weekly basis, because you get more of the league when you're out there, and I'm just one team. But they know it's a business, and they know you have to do what's best for you. And it's not like Kirk Cousins to me, I'm not sure a lot of players feel like Kirk Cousins did them dirty.
No, and lots of times you're hard pressed to even get guys to want to answer questions about another man's wallet, or maybe how someone, as you put it, appears on the outside to have done the team dirty. There are those situations where you have had guys speak out, but you don't hear that very often. Lots of times, because that would be toxic to a locker room, right? And if that person doesn't leave, then you've got a whole other situation when ultimately everyone in that locker room is trying to get to the Super Bowl. Everyone's trying to win.
Yeah, and I think a couple caveats to add on to that. First and foremost, a lot of times, make sure I'm careful how I say this, a lot of times there is a feeling of it's us against the folks upstairs. Like, it's not – players a lot of times don't see it as the whole franchise being like one group and one team. A lot of times players in these situations look at the front office and, you know, kind of envision the front office as a bunch of people trying to find a way to get rid of them. Because that's really what GMs and scouts do, do they not?
Yeah.
They don't want to pay you. They would rather find somebody that can replace you for lesser value. I mean, that's why you have scouting departments.
That's why you have an agent, too, that's so right. You don't have to sit in there and hear what they really think of you.
Right, and so you got to look at it from that perspective of, I know that there's, you know, Falcons fans upset at Kirk Cousins, but as far as, like, the franchise being upset, okay, maybe the front office, doesn't mean the players are. Not only that, but I can guarantee you that when Kirk Cousins signed, and guys like Drake London were excited about it, or Kyle Pitts or whoever, you also have a certain feeling about rookies at times that are brought in, that are first-round draft picks, second-round draft picks, whatever else. You have a feeling about those guys, too. You don't always love the rookies that come in, and, you know, the minute they're drafted, it says quarterback for the Atlanta Falcons. You're like, bro, you haven't even been at practice yet. So that's the other part of it is, if you're Kirk Cousins, you're all on board with Kirk Cousins, you know, for 2 months, and then they draft Michael Penix. Oh. It's not automatically like, oh, this is the guy. Like, no, like, you're not upset in the way that some fans are about some of the things that Kirk Cousins said.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I would ask you to tell stories. I don't want to make you tell anything you don't want to tell. But to go back to when training camp 2 years ago, Bijan's a rookie, remember?
Yes.
And Stake is interviewing Caleb McGarry.
Yes.
And Stake asks Caleb McGarry about Bijan Robinson and what he's seen. And Caleb McGarry was very honest. He goes, he's a rookie. I've seen it's just like the second day of camp. Nothing. Ask me about a player that's actually played here. Like, ask me a guy about and I'm not saying that McGarry had any issue with Bijan, because that's a guy that helps his life. And vice versa, but it's more
not
like,
an issue with the player. It's an issue with the question.
Yeah, I don't care about a guy that's been here 2 days and making more money than me already. I don't care. That doesn't matter. And that the only thing loyal to a team is the fan base. And half the time, they're not loyal. They're loyal to the logo.
No, it's a good point. And again, I'm not saying this to tell fans or anybody not to be upset with Kirk Cousins, because I've had my moments with him. But the bottom line is, if you talk about the team, the actual players, I guarantee you that 98% of them don't care.
And for the record, I'm not either. What I'm saying is that we're allowed to feel a certain way because we're fans, but we don't.
I'm a journalist. I just want to say that, because you guys always do that.
Journalist.
Dylan was late.
Yeah. I had to tee off.
I love that you did that, actually. But no, the reality is that we are allowed to feel how we feel. That said, we shouldn't want our team to make moves based on our feelings necessarily, because we're not rational sometimes.
That's probably the most honest thing I've ever heard you say. I do want to come back to the names that could potentially be out there. Bosa, Khalil Mack. And then Myles Garrett, possibly. Again, we already discussed how he's lobbying to be out there. But then you have Eagles defensive lineman Josh Sweat and Milton Williams. Both of those guys are going to be up. And that's, of course, coming off of their Super Bowl. So, Super Bowl win. But this is all guys that could actually help your defense. And so would you rather them address maybe the issues that they've been having defensively with one of these names in free agency, or do you want to see them do it during the draft? Do you want to see them do both, if it's possible, especially with the salary cap now going up
both?
A little bit?
Yeah, both.
If possible, both.
And you got to think, too, where the Eagles are. The Eagles are a lot like the Saints, where they have pushed money and pushed money and pushed money, and it's their window is – it's tough. They're not going to – I don't think they'll be able to sign both Sweat and Williams.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think that the one of them will be a casualty of success, and that's okay. I'll say this, though. I've been watching the Saints push money down the road since, 2012. And
yeah. Dylan said kick the can or kick something.
Yeah, you're kicking the can down there.
Yeah.
And in the Eagles to that extent. I've been doing it since like 16 or 17. Dude. And they've got two Super Bowls since 2017. I'll tell you this, Howie Roseman, you know, I used to give Mickey Loomis the kind of the hat because of his ability to work around the cap. Howie Roseman's taking that over, and he's actually winning title, and he's won more than just one. And Loomis hasn't really won anything since he started moving that can down the road.
It's been a long time, and they've had some, you know, obviously some players, skill position, things like that that have been moving around. Here's what I'll say. They've found a way to keep all-star players happy on that Eagles roster up until now, at least. I mean, Jalen Hurts is making good money. Devontae is making good money. A.J. Brown, Landon Dickerson's the highest pick guard in the league. That's not even to mention Mailata and Lane Johnson, who are making insane money. So, and then you had Mekhi Becton on a one-year deal on offense. That's just offense. They're going to have to figure something out. I don't think both those pass rushers come back, but I don't know that the Falcons can afford them either.
And guess what? You talk about what you're going to do here with center, and I know that some people don't want a rookie center here because of Penix. Well, guess what? Isn't that essentially what they had this year in Philadelphia? Cam Jurgens. It was his first year as a starter, his second year in the league. It's
a lot like the Ryan Neuzel deal. If that's what you're trying to.
That's what I'm saying.
To, yeah.
That's what I'm saying.